From battlefield to boardroom, the surprising military origins of that double-breasted jacket in your closet. The double-breasted jacket hanging in your closet carries battle-tested DNA. Its overlapping front panels, peaked lapels, and structured shoulders didn't emerge from fashion designers' imaginations but from military necessity, evolving through centuries of warfare before civilians adopted them as symbols of authority and style. Understanding this martial heritage reveals why certain design elements persist and what they still communicate today. Naval origins and practical design. The double-breasted jacket traces its lineage to 18th-century naval uniforms, where sailors needed garments that provided extra protection against harsh maritime conditions. The overlapping front created a double layer of fabric across the chest and torso, crucial for warmth when spending hours on deck in Atlantic storms. The high button stance allowed sailors to fasten jackets completely, sealing out wind and spray. Naval officers' uniforms featured peaked lapels that could be raised and buttoned across the throat for additional weather protection, though this functionality gradually became purely decorative. The six-button configuration, still standard on many double-breasted jackets, originally served practical purposes. Buttons arranged in two parallel columns of three distributed stress across multiple closure points, reducing the likelihood of buttons tearing free during physical work. These functional origins explain why double-breasted jackets maintain such structured, almost architectural construction. They weren't designed for comfort in climate-controlled offices. They were engineered for durability and protection in genuinely harsh conditions. The design also provided adaptability. Sailors could fasten the jacket left over right or right over left depending on wind direction, keeping the opening away from prevailing weather. This reversibility influenced the symmetrical BU.